Corruption in Iran-UAE gas agreement. What's today known as Crescent Case was an agreement signed in 2001 between National Iranian Oil Company, NIOC, and United Arab Emirates oil and gas company Crescent to sell the company gas. The case is now in International Hague Arbitration Tribunal for corruption. According to the signed contract, Iran was obligated to export sour gas from joint Iran-UAE oil and gas field Salmon to UAE for 25 years. Iranian officials say that the incentive to sign the contract was not national interest, but corruption and bribe. According to Iranian judiciary, some of the officials involved in this case have already been convicted of taking bribe in Iran's criminal court.
The parties in the Crescent case had asked for more time to be able to resolve the dispute amicably. If they had not asked for this extra time, the court would have issued a judgment by now. Anyhow, the case is at its final stages.
Supreme Audit Court of Iran, SAC, a supervisory body, is also involved in the case.
When a contract is signed, it is binding. Some officials have received bribes, and there is corruption here. Anyways, the officials should have made sure that the contract is officially null and void at the time. They have not pursued this vital task seriously. The government just made sure that the people who received the bribes were prosecuted.
National Iranian Oil Company has confirmed corruption in this case and has forwarded the evidence to International Arbitration Tribunal in Hague. Parliament's Article 90 Commission is tasked with dealing with reviewing complaints and providing sufficient response in cases having to do with the three branches of the government.
We are happy with the dispute resolution process up to now, and if it continues like this, I'm sure that Iranian people will get good results.
Legal experts say that if corruption is proven in International Hague Arbitration Tribunal, the contract will be null and void. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.